Play a tune and turn up the party. Boom, boom. Come and give the fellas less than 20.
Somebody play like they have money and they cannot give a DJ money. Pull up.
Good evening and welcome to Fossil Records on CGSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of Calgary campus and on Treaty 7 land. I'm Peter, your host for the next hour. Tonight we're looking back at our charts from February 1990. Text me your memories at 403-220-3991. Mergent Law LLP is a supporter of CGSW and Fossil Records and trusted advisors to our artistic community. Whether you're working in film, TV, theater, music, or sports entertainment, they can help you navigate legal matters and protect your interests to focus on the project at hand. Their clients serve the entertainment industry in various ways, and Mergent takes great pride in preserving their intellectual property and the circumstances unique to their line of work. Contact them at mergentlaw.com. In music news, February 1990, on the 6th, Billy Idol was involved in a serious motorcycle accident resulting in several broken bones. And this was also Bob Marley's birthday. It was marked as a national holiday in Jamaica for the first time. February 14th, 50,000 fans watched the Rolling Stones play the first of 10 concerts at Tokyo's Karakuen Dome. And on the 16th, Ike Turner was sentenced to 4 years in prison for possession of cocaine. On the 21st, the 32nd Annual Grammy Awards were presented in L.A., hosted by Gary Shandling. Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time won Album of the Year, while Bette Midler's cover of Wind Beneath My Wings won both Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Milli Vanilli won Best New Artist. And on the 24th, The Byrds, Roger McGuinn, Chris Hillman, and David Crosby reunited for the first time in 25 years to perform at an L.A. tribute to Roy Orbison. The Billboard Hot 100 number one songs that month, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, that was Michael Bolton. Then Opposites Attract, Paula Abdul with The Wild Pair. And on the CGSW charts, we heard The Psychedelic Furs.
We'll be right back. place to stay. And Billy got hold of a van, and oh man, we moved in the very next day to 2541. Big windows to let in the sun. 2541. Well, I put down that money and I picked up the keys. Had to keep the stove on all night long so the mice wouldn't freeze. You put our names on the mailbox, then I put everything else in the past. It was the first place we had to ourselves, so didn't know it would be the last. Different now, I'd say that the situation's reversed, and it'll probably not be the last time I have to be out by the bus. I'm not nowhere. 2541, big windows to let in the sun. 2541, big windows to let in the sun. I said, let it go.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, listening back to February 1990. Just there, that was the Melvins with Attic Crawl from the album Ozma. This was the second studio album by the Melvins, released in 89 through Boner Records. It is the first Melvins album to feature Laurie Black on bass guitar and was recorded when the band relocated to San Francisco. The title refers to the character Princess Ozma from the Oz series of books. Before that, Grant Hart with 2541 from Intolerance. AllMusic wrote that Grant Hart's first full-length solo album after the breakup of Husker Du, 89's Intolerance, is an eclectic, sometimes disorienting mishmash of styles that surprisingly works more often than not. The remake of 2541, his pained remembrance of the band's old rehearsal space from his debut EP, gives the previously acoustic song a dose of electric rock and roll energy that suits it just fine. And start of our program tonight, the Psychedelic Furs with House from Book of Days. AllMusic again reported that Book of Days benefited from a great producer, Dave Allen, whose work with The Cure is partially echoed at many points on this textured, strong collection of songs. There is one truly killer moment, House, which far from being a nod to the UK's acid house explosion, it is prime Furs through and through, and one of Richard Butler's least cryptic lyrics on the whole album, and a soaring strong chorus. Next up, some local and Canadian bands from February 1990. This is Electric Mind Feel. Back.
where evil grows. Evil grows in the dark, where the sun never shines. Evil grows in cracks and holes and lives in people's minds. Evil grew, it's part of you, and now it seems to be. Where evil grows. Evil grows in the dark, where the sun never shines. Evil grows in cracks and holes and lives in people's minds. Evil grew, it's part of you, and now it seems to be.
Listen live on the CJSW app, available for Android and iOS.
Since I met that little woman, well, now I feel it happen to me. When I say this, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her about 10 times a day. It's so unusual for me to carry on this way. Don't you know that I can't sleep at night. I believe I'm falling in love.
Since I met that little woman, yeah, well, now I feel it happen to me. When I say, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling.
Cut with barren trees, Corey's on the other side. A fine gray mare beneath me, and mud up to my knees. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Well, Thomas Scotty took the lead. We rode to Portage Town. Corey's on the other side. Matey riders on our tail, it soon they rode us down. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Well, the clouds above the stockade wall were heavy with the snow. Corey's on the other side. The muffled drums beat out the time and Thomas was laid low. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side, she's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Now Corey at the prison door, her eyes were cold and blue. Corey's on the other side. Wore a rose in her hair just like the Spanish ladies do. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side, she's on the other side.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, looking back at our charts from February 1990. There we just heard James Keelahan with Red River Rising from Small Rebellions. From his website, he reports that he grew up in a bungalow in northwest Calgary with six siblings, an Irish father and an English mother. His brother Bob would develop into a noteworthy guitarist with the excellent but now defunct Agnostic Mountain Gospel Choir. Before that, it was the Satellites with Too Late to Turn Back Now from Miracles. They're a Canadian reggae group founded in Toronto in 81, and the band has become one of the most successful Canadian reggae ensembles. They signed with the Canadian record label Solid Gold Records early in their career and have been with them ever since. Their style has been described as a radio-friendly combination of lovers rock and dancehall. Before that, DOA with their cover of Where Evil Grows. That was from Murder. Ted Martin wrote on his blog that Where Evil Grows, this was the second single released by the Poppy family from their second album, Poppy Seeds. This DOA version, first released as a single to benefit the fight against pollution and contamination of house sound caused by the pulp mills in BC, and was later included as a hidden track on the Murder album. This really made the song Where Evil Grows even better. Before that, Enemy Minefield, Church of the One Electron, that was from Winter Mute. We know from the liner notes posted at Calgary Cassette Preservation Society that Enemy Minefield is Calgary's first cyberpunk band. They live the cyberpunk lifestyle, an anarchistic computer geeks by day, rock gods by night. Their twisted brand of noise, punk, no-wave rock makes even the most seasoned listener cringe with delight. The band members believe that Armageddon will come in a blast of feedback. Starting and running a business is challenging enough without worrying about all the legal requirements. Whether you already own a business or planning to start or buy one, Mergent Law provides all the legal services you need to do it right. They have decades of experience helping businesses in Calgary and the province of Alberta with all their legal needs, and they can help you whether you're a startup or an established business. For an appointment, call 403-209-4988. Next up, three more songs from February 1990. This next band is called Les Thugs. Here.
One, two, three, four.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, finishing up our look back at music from February 1990. Just there, it was half Japanese with Lucky Star. That was from the band that would be King. They were an American art punk band formed by their brothers Jad and David Fair in 1974 after their family's relocation to Uniontown, Maryland. Their lyrics often deal with monsters and the supernatural, in addition to more conventional themes such as young love. They have stated that all their songs are either love songs or monster songs. Before that, it was Voodoo Gear Shift from their self-titled record. We heard China Wall. Last FM reports they started in 1985 in Iowa City. They are bred from metal and speed, and they evoke crunching melodies that at times will abruptly halt and twist into a new theme with grace. Their excellent songwriting and musicianship would seem to have guaranteed them a popular place in the alt movement scene of the late 80s, but alas, living in Iowa wasn't getting anyone famous. So they loaded up the van and headed to Seattle in 1992. And start of our set, it was Les Thugs with Dead Dreams. That was from Electric Troubles. They were a punk band from France, and their records were distributed in North America by Sub Pop. The founding members of Les Thugs were two brothers, they were teenagers in 1977. They were influenced by the English punk wave that was sweeping through France. Without knowing how to play any instruments, the band used the DIY ethic. When you're working in film, TV, theater, music, or sports entertainment, you have unique circumstances that require an experienced law firm. Mergent Law has in-depth experience in media law and understands how to protect you and your career. Mergent is committed to answering your questions without all the confusing legal jargon. Visit M-E-R-G-E-N, mergentlaw.com. For the rest of the program, we have new music from the chart list. Next up, this is Golden Lava Club.
Follow me. shame.
New music on Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM. Just there we heard Brass Lip with The Pearl from their new one, Volume 1. And before that, The Golden Lava Club with Charismatic Leader. That's from The Big Dance. We have time for two more new ones. We're going to hear The Pylon Reenactment Society with Fix It. That's from their new album, Magnet Factory. That is featuring the magnificent Kate Pearson of the B-52s. And we'll finish off tonight with Idols, or with Dancer from their new one, Tank. I'm back with you with music next week from 1991, and at 8 o'clock, we have a special treat for you. My mentor, Joan, is here from the Spin Evolution to fill in for Christine tonight. So, the Nocturne Table from 8 till 10 tonight with Joan. I'm Peter. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You fixed it. You fixed it.
Scott Overlord would like to remind you that listening to CJSW 90.9 FM pleases us greatly. Your cooperation will be noted and considered after evolution. Please continue listening to CJSW 90.9 FM.
Oh, hello. It is Joan. Filling in for D-Jedi Christine on the Nocturne Table on CJSW 90.9 FM. She's off on a mission. I'm going to do my best to fill those big, awesome Christine shoes. It won't be possible, but hopefully you'll have a lot of fun with me this evening or wherever you might be listening to CJSW, wherever, whenever. I'm going to go back in time to start the show with some A.R. Kane 80s UK. We're going to say